Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And, you know, let's go ahead and get into this, shall we? And I hope everybody right now is alive that's listening to this, because the idiots in the White House who work the mouth of a presidential ventriloquist dummy are leading us into conflict with Russia. And this is bad, because Russia has nukes. Ukraine is okay. I trained to fight them when I was stationed over there. And these, we didn't have a high opinion of anybody in the Soviet Union as far as the personnel. We were told lots of things, but, you know, we saw certain things also that led us to believe something else altogether different. But I like America better, no matter what side the Ukraine is on now. Specifically, I like an America that is not a giant desert of glass, caused by a bunch of Russian hydrogen bombs going off because the Democrats are too inept to deter nuclear war. But, you know, I'm not a lawyer, and I also don't know. I see some of the lawyers on Twitter. I don't know what they got to say about that. Most of their stuff that they say is junk. And then there's Conservative Inc., and I wonder if they're coming around to our way of thinking, because it isn't 2005 anymore, guys. Now, back to the president. I don't know who blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, and neither does our alleged President Biden. And that includes whether we get it. This demanded guy would probably forget giving the order. At the riskiest time since the Cold War, probably since the Cuban Missile Crisis, we are being, well, we're sort of being led by a guy who was stupid even before he turned senile. And he chose advisors who he could be sure did not have the intellectual wattage to outshine him. And the big problem is hubris. Our elite is unaccountably sure of its own competence and intelligence, and it should not be. But this unjustified arrogance means that they think that they have this well in hand, but they are only used to dealing with others like them. And Putin is not like them. He is a bad guy and a serious guy. He is not insane. He's a Russian ultranationalist who believes in a lot of nonsense, Russia and its destiny, and where Ukraine fits in it, into it. And now this stuff is objectively a lot of crap, but our alleged leaders make a grave mistake when they think that just because they find it to be baloney, that Putin must also be. And if you push this guy too hard, he just might push the button. And it does not help that we've seen a subtle but critical shift going on here in terms of nuclear policy. At one time, there was no question. Russia, you use a nuke and we will retaliate with nukes. But listen to what our ridiculous government is saying now. It's not promising a nuke for a nuke, but some lesser response like conventional strike. Without discussion or debate, the clowns in charge of our country in the West, too, went from mutually assured destruction, MAD, to semi-assured destruction, SAD. When I was working in military intelligence, we would look at some of the targets. It was pretty easy to do. You just get a nuke close to the target, and it's gone. A tactical nuke shot off in Ukraine opens a door we've successfully kept closed for nearly 80 years. And you open it, and there's no logical endpoint except a bright flash over top of your city. I like Ukraine. I'd like to see them win this war, if that's what it is. But I like America better. And this is getting very dangerous, just as we have perhaps the worst president in American history sort of in charge. And this is actually the time to end the war before the war ends all of us. Now, if there's a lawyer, as I segue here, if there's a lawyer on Twitter, you can safely presume that person is an idiot. If it isn't, who would it be? Kurt Schlichter, he's a good guy. Ron Coleman, Harmeet Dillon, Randy Barnett, Hugh Hewitt, or a few, very few others. And the sad thing is that for many lawyers, most of whom do not actually practice as lawyers in any meaningful sense, Twitter represents a chance to let their freak flags fly. And they can say unbelievably dumb things, and no one calls them on it because they're a lawyer. Instead, they get toe-sucked by hordes of libbots and think they're winning. In court, usually you need to have facts and evidence and stuff, and judges will tell you if your argument is dumb, again, typically. In political cases, there's a wholly other thing going on, but in normal cases, it can be brutal. And this does not prevent actively stupid arguments as opposed to merely losing arguments, of which there's one in every case, but it does provide some incentive not to be aggressively dumb. But, you know, if you see someone telling you how Ron DeSantis shipping illegals to Martha's Vineyard is kidnapping, or how Trump is totally guilty of treason, or how the constitutional amendment saying the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed is not a right, not applicable to the people, and in no way prevents infringement of those rights, understand that these people that are pushing these views are either stupid, or think their followers are, or both. And then back to Conservative Inc. if we can, just because there's so much fun to play with. Recently, it was noted the Senior Heritage Foundation's Pooh Bah recently showed up at the NatCon convention to say that the pinnacle of establishment DC conservative think tanks was present to join the emerging populist movement and not vice versa. Which means they're trying. Let me rephrase this now. They're indicating that they do not intend to try to do the absorption things that they've done before, and this is huge if this is true, and it's a long overdue recognition of the chain of command. And the chain of command goes like this: us hardcore conservatives, then Conservative Inc. We hardcore conservatives have long had zero use for the fixtures of the D.C. conservative scene. Books have been written about just how useless these organizations have become. They harken back to the bad old days of 2000s conservatism, where nothing was conserved and cruise ship conclaves fleeced the rubes. In the 80s and the 90s, we built up this giant conservative infrastructure, and instead of getting out there and getting into the fight, it joined up with the establishment and devoted its efforts to telling us rubes in the base to use our inside voices. It would be splendid, I do mean splendid, if the various forms, foundations, and functionaries had gotten the message. We're not going back to the olden days. Maybe they can limp along on the largesse of a declining number of big unbased donors for a while, but eventually that money will dry up, and without money theirs will be no Forums for America, Families, Forums, and Eagles, or any of the zillion other Con Inc. entities. We want to destroy the institutions, but blowing them to bits implies that we will rebuild something in their place, and it might be useful to have people figuring out the details of policy to help us do that, but the key word is help. And these entities are not and will not be our leaders, and to the extent they ever were in the driver's seat, their failure to aggressively assert the base's interests in the past and their decision to side with the establishment to suppress the populist threat to their sinecure permanently disqualifies them from leadership roles in the modern conservative movement. They can help. They can write up their white papers and hold their seminars, but they need to sit in back with a notepad copying down our orders, because we hardcore conservatives are running the new conservative movement. These guys had their chance, and they blew it. They blew it. I mean, blew it big. They're still trying to do it. I mean, George W. Bush is out there campaigning for anybody who's not a Trump populist type guy that's running for any sort of office. It'd be sad if it wasn't so infuriating. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Occasionally, well, actually very frequently, actually quite frequently, a liberal leftist elitist will let slip exactly what he, she, he, it thinks of the inferior, unwashed peasant class below them. And the Martha's Vineyard episode was a classic case, a town where the average annual income is over $130,000 a year and which had hundreds of beds available, couldn't find the resources to house 50 people they claimed to love. And they couldn't do it because they didn't want to. You see, Those kinds of people have no place living among the hoity-toity. Typical leftist hypocrisy. See it all the time. A few days ago, Nancy Pelosi opened her mouth and said something stupid, but I would be repeating myself when I say that, regarding illegal immigrants and Florida. Botox Nancy said, we have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see, even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here, because everybody harvests crops in October. And this is what the leftists think these low-lifers are good for, to pick crops, because they think of them as low-lifers, and pawns, of course, military fodder, you know. Martha's Vineyard apparently doesn't have any crops to pick, so the migrants can be shipped out to a military base. Let them pick crops there. Now, a couple things here. If there's a shortage of workers in America to pick crops, then Nancy, why don't you round up all those poor souls who are sleeping and defecating on the streets of your city and state and give them jobs picking crops? There are apparently close to 600,000 homeless people in America, probably a lot more, of which 161,548 of them are in California, according to the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness. Almost half the homeless live in five cities: Washington, D.C., California, New York, Hawaii, and Oregon. And that's interesting. Why those five places all have, what do they have in common? Well, they're the bluest states in the union. And compassionate leftists let people sleep and starve on the streets or on a military base. D.C. has a homeless rate 5.8 times higher than the national average. New York is 2.8 times higher. Hawaii, 2.7. Oregon, twice as high. And California, 1.9 times higher. It's hard to accurately count the homeless, of course, so I suspect these stats will adjust almost from day to day. But I also suspect the numbers are either close to reality or grossly understated. And a shortage of workers? No, Botox Nancy, no, there's not. There are plenty of Americans who need jobs. Pick them off your streets and give them one picking crops. Oh, yeah. Once again, though, we see the utter innate arrogance and condescension among the leftist elite. All those migrants are good for is to pick crops. That's what they say. No American dream of rising to the pinnacles of society for them. They couldn't do it anyway. They're just too stupid. Just go pick my food and kiss my foot while you're down there. And this is once more evidence that Democrats like Pelosi, and all of them are like her now, care absolutely nothing about people. All they're striving for is supremacy. And the rest of us exist to obey and serve. The whole illegal alien movement has nothing to do with finding workers for America and everything to do with solidifying democratic control in the country. But then there's a problem with that, because guess what? Hispanics are actually quite grounded. The regular, you know, the whatever Hispanic person you want to look at, in most cases, they actually have a strong family commitment. They have a strong religious background, and they don't necessarily advocate the kind of policies the Democrats push. So Hispanic voters are saying no to Democrats, and all of these imported voters, a lot of them will say no to it as well if they ever get a chance to be citizens of the United States. Now, the Democrats believe that they can give amnesty to the 20-plus million illegals in America, and that that gratitude will be so great that these new Americans will all vote Democrat. And then if you spread them around the country with midnight plane flights to red states, and soon those states, or at least some congressional districts, will turn blue too, thus securing the Democrats' domination for generations to come. Cynical to the nth degree. But while it is cynical, it is also all about power. And the left will do anything, and I mean anything, for power. No scruples, no limits, no restrictions. It's all they live for. Well, that and sex. And if the people of America are too stupid to give them power on their own, the leftists will just import enough foreigners who will do it. And that's the replacement theory. It's all encompassing. preach incessantly against white supremacy because it's the greatest evil in the history of mankind, definition of white supremacist, any white person who doesn't vote Democratic, and replace the evil white supremacist with foreign people of color who will pick our food for us and always vote for Democrats. Now, an incredible number of people believe it. But you would have to go a long way, like to China, to find a group of people as despicable as the leaders of the Democratic Party here in America today. We need them to pick the crops in October. The stupidity there in that one statement is astonishing. The other part of things about this is simply this. What we're doing right now by moving these immigrants around, Biden's been doing it for a while. He's been doing it for a while because he understands that he has to take some pressure off the border. But he also understands that if he sends these people into these various places that he's sending them to, what he's doing is he's setting them up. Although, here's the thing. Just because he sends them there does not mean the states have to leave them there. The states don't have to leave them there. They are illegally here in the country illegally. So they're breaking the law. And, at the very least, some of these states might just get out there and start building gigantic prisons to stick them in. Then somebody like, Mandela Jones or whatever his name is, he'll want to empty them out. But that's another story altogether. But yeah, Botox Nancy, every time she gets up and says something, I'm just sitting around going, okay, whatever you say, Botox, whatever you say, not whatever you say, good God, no, let's not have that. But all of this aside, the leftists don't care about people, they don't care about you. And if you don't vote for them, you're white supremacists. If you vote for them, well, you're one of the enlightened. But you're also one of the stupid. Because none of the leftists out there have they have nobody's best interests at heart. Even the people that vote for them, they do not have their best interests at heart. May not be popular to listen to, but it is true. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The release of a new report shows inflation is displaying no signs of slowing down. The consumer price index for last month came in hotter than expected at 0.4%. The year-over-year increase was 8.2%. A spike in food prices is being blamed for contributing to the increases. Energy prices declined, with gasoline falling by nearly 5%. Social Security benefits are going up 8.7% next year. The cost of living adjustment is the biggest increase in 40 years. The bump the Social Security Administration announced Thursday tops a 5.9% increase 66 million Americans receiving Social Security got this year. The Democratic-led Made-for-TV January 6 committee is holding another hearing today. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Here we are in the heart of Biden country, where the average Democrat nervously ponders the Trump Republican checking the room around wherever he may be to see if he has to say is safe to say, almost whispering, "I don't get it." These MAGA types, they behave as if Trump is acting for their benefit. And you never know if he has somebody specific in mind. What exactly is a MAGA type? He's probably had an image installed in his mind by Democrat propagandists who obsessively grouse about how un-American making America great again would be. Now, Hitler liked Germany, so anyone who likes America is a Nazi, apparently. And you have to criticize the country to prove you are sensible. Better yet, hate living here. But there's a prize for the most vitriol spewed. It's the again and make America great again that chafes. Wasn't America great before Trump ran for office? He might have been referring to the Obama administration, inferring that Obama made the country less great while in office, which he did. Only a racist would look at the mess and assume that the first black president was responsible. It was those intractable Republicans who wouldn't sign off on full-blown communism, damn it. And in contrast to Trump's self-interest is Biden's desire to train adults who graduated college to avoid responsibility for their debts by having college loans paid off to the tune of hundreds of billions of taxpayer dollars. Clearly, there is no self-interest attached to creating even more helpless people independent or dependent on taxpayer largesse. Now, if ideology is the unreachable perfection of human governance and politics is the direction we happen to be facing, while considering our next move to that end. And consider the information received from political operatives pertaining to be objective. A Democrat will tell you that Fox News is right-wing propaganda while ingesting strawman arguments such as MAGA Republicans are terrorists from left-wing propagandists. And since the invention of television, there's only left-wing propaganda, unless you listen to AM talk radio, which was the media preferred by grizzled retirees in the last half of the 20th century, at least in my tiny corner of the world. And you had to be interested in politics, and a lot of us were too busy avoiding responsibility to care about these things. Socialism seemed like a great idea back then because you didn't have to do anything to make it happen. To break from the socialist fantasy, all you had to do was start paying taxes, unless you were being paid six figures or more to tell everyone about how you get a free iPhone in your authoritarian paradise. The Internet and Fox News brought right-wing propaganda from the sidelines to the center of public attention. And this made Democrats really nervous because they no longer held a monopoly on ideological reality. Democrats may even have been shocked to discover that decades of left-wing programming didn't result in a majority embracing their dream of socialist America. It is so much easier to vilify anyone watching Fox News or perusing a right-wing blog than it is to provide a winning argument for giving total control of the economy to the spendthrifts in government. Democrats never really embraced the idea of inalienable rights. The right to defend yourself. The right to say what you please. The right to pursue whatever looks like happiness. If you own a gun, you might as well have gunned down students in a school like the Lunatics, who would have been just as happy to use a van to run over students inside the school or outside the school. The use of hyperbole is strictly forbidden in Biden's America, unless you're a Democrat. The scariest people in the United States right now are MAGA Republicans, according to the ramblings of an old man best suited for a rocking chair on a porch filled with children who won't stay off his lawn. Now, I could read you a list of the 10 most dangerous gangs in the world. It would be that kind of rankings like you would find on Billboard magazine, only it's about gangs. Number one gang is MS-13. Really scary, particularly violent murderers of women and children. They operate in Los Angeles, which, while resembling a third world latrine, is still considered part of the country. The list is likely not considered authoritative because it doesn't include MAGA Republicans for some reason. And it's heartening to know that the FBI will be focusing its attention on people who say things instead of people who actually commit violence. And in case you're wondering, there are MS-13 groups on Facebook. Democrats and Republicans in Congress have nightmares about January 6, 2021. Those terrifying MAGA Republicans stormed the Capitol building intending to overthrow the government without any weapons or a plan to do so. Hypnotized to participate in revolution on the spur of the moment by the oratorical skills of Donald Trump, who incited insurrection by telling people to protest peacefully. It was clever to use the Democrat propagandist definition of mostly peaceful when riling up the base. And all of Congress was efficiently removed without coming into contact with the insurrectionists, who were busy making videos with their phones for social media. Breaking into the Speaker's office must have been proof positive the overthrow of the United States government was imminent. Who knows what rifling through Nancy Pelosi's papers would have led to if the perpetrators hadn't been arrested and consigned to the endless hell of facing their accusers without an advocate. Must be awful to be so sacrificial and lamb-like staked as they are on the pyre of American freedom. They're still out there. The average Democrat continues, it's great to live in a country where you can have different political viewpoints. It's easier to agree than argue. You can't shake him awake with discourse. Talking points only lead to exchange of talking points, each treating the other like a heretic with no resolution. Only positional entrenchment. Civil war seems like a great idea until the bullets start flying. The house that you live in, along with your neighbor's house, is burned to the ground, if not shot to pieces. You chip away at politics, remembering that the American Republic is greater than the landmass of the United States. The Republic is about the sovereignty of individuals rather than the power of any government. But anybody that's attracted to power finds that kind of thinking dangerous. This sort of reminds me of, and I talked about this, who did I talk about this? Maybe it was Dan the other day. Sort of reminds me of when we were going into Japan during World War II, and the Japanese people were convinced that we were going to do something awful to them. And on some of these islands where the Japanese hierarchy had told them that we were going to do something awful to them, they were throwing themselves off cliffs to avoid contact with American servicemen. There's pictures of them doing that. And I mean, I've only ever seen that happen one other time. And that was with the 9/11 jumpers. I've never seen as many people jumping as there are pictures or representations of that during World War II on various Japanese islands. Never seen it to that degree except for the 9/11 jumpers. And when you do something like that, you in the case of the 9/11 jumpers, they believed that they were going to die, and they were correct. And there is a difference there. They believed that they were going to die, and they were correct. And they made a choice to control one last moment of their life by making a decision as to how they were going to die. So they jumped. Some jumped holding hands. Right now, the chasm is vast. Now, we have two choices. We can just let it get wider, or we can try to attract them. But it's going to be a two-way street. It's going to take a minute for them to wrap their heads around the idea that we are not who they told, that, you know, we are not who they were told we are, that we don't think the way they were told we think. That's the challenge to peaceful rapprochement. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. When I got out of the military in 1990, the country was full on patriotic. There was no doubt that the volunteer force was monstrously successful. We had won the Cold War without firing a shot. And the very low level, Grenada, Panama, those were live fire exercises for the most part. Then when we went into Iraq after Kuwait was invaded, it was a month long of carpet bombing and then a four-day ground operation. Done. We were out of there. Not so today. Not so today. The military-civilian divide is a problem that is getting worse. And it used to be, if you heard that, it was in the context that this divide was America's problem. The American public didn't understand the military, their kids weren't fit to properly support the military, whatever. There never seemed to be any reflection from the military, but the military is a serious problem with recruiting now. And based on the latest reports, the U.S. Army will achieve only 75% of its recruiting goal for 2022. That's important. Now, as a veteran, I look at many military news sources, and over the past 2 years, the theme has always been the same when it comes to the conversation on military recruiting. The military's messaging is off. It doesn't provide enough benefits. The job market is too competitive, or it hasn't found the right social media tools to reach the young generation. What's commonly left out of many of these articles is politics and a woke military. When and if discussed in many of these articles, which are usually written by typical media elites or military people who can't see out of the bubble, this is dismissed. And while I'm sure there's some validity to these reasons, the military fails to see what probably will have the worst impact on military recruiting for years to come, because they have lost the trust of the American people, and more specifically, the trust of American parents. Now, I myself would not advocate anybody today of military age serve in the military? If they were training you to go out and be a force that is mission, you know, has a mission critical training edge and goes out there and is all designed to kill the enemy, okay, go for it. But that's not what they're doing. That is not what they're doing. And despite the experts in the federal government who seem to believe that kids can be raised by proper tech manipulation and enough free stuff from the government, parents still play an important role in their kid in their lives in flyover country. And it's not unforeseeable for those parents who have now categorized the military with every other government agency to tell their kids, you can go work at the local plant or stay on the farm. When questioned about many of today's controversial changes or policies in the military, top brass almost always falls back on the standard answer. The military is only a reflection of the American people. It's here where the military is failing miserably and will probably continue to hemorrhage recruiting numbers for years to come. There was a time when the military was actually a pretty accurate representation of the American people. But this is no longer the case. The military, which was trusted, and it was a very respected federal agency when I got out of it, is now in the ranks of the IRS and the FBI. And somehow the military has managed to take a supremely combat-trained force, which also happened to be one of the most diverse and trusted organizations in the country, and succeeded in ostracizing most of its supporters. And while they may still believe that it's representing the whole country, it now seems to represent only a small group of leftists and elitists that not only hate the country, but have also historically despised the same military that is now killing itself trying to accommodate every social just crisis that hits Twitter or Facebook at any given moment. And I'm going to try to put this in proper context. Senior leaders in the military led troops into battle are now threatening subordinate leaders over a social media platform, which is probably made up of thousands of fake robot accounts, which are now being influenced by China over a vaccine mandate that was derived by some of the same people influencing the social media accounts and supported by a guy who recently just admitted that his handling of the pandemic was wrong, who is also the source of the vaccine mandate that caused the turmoil in the first place. And the sad thing with all of this is that I don't think these senior leaders realize that most of the people they need and want to support them for future recruits don't even have a Twitter account. They're shaking their heads when they read about these things in the paper or hear about them from a fellow veteran. I know plenty of people that went to work. My sergeant, Sammy Williams, he ended up going to work as a DOD civilian. He spent he was in the army. Then he finished up his military career in the Air Force, which is probably pretty smart, really, when I think about it. But unlike some of these guys, I didn't get a job working for the DOD. Had I done it, I might myself still have prolonged my time in the perception bubble. I now do this, you know, and I live in reality. And in most cases, I'm, that reality leads me to this part where I'm still patriotic and I still love the country that I defended. And I would defend it again if I had to. But unlike some of these corporate places that are out there, my social media is on a very tight leash. My marketing is actually based upon the gun industry. And, you know, we do not react in any way at all from any of the social justice crises. And, you know, if we did this, we would be having the same problem with retention of you know, people that work, not with me, because I'm a one man band. If anybody gets fired, the show's over. So, but you know, the people that support me, the support network that's out there, they, I'd have the same problem with that, you know. One day, maybe I'll be able to volunteer, go work with some old veterans. I don't know. It'd be interesting to talk to one to see what their feelings of today's military policies are. And while the military leaders continue to live in their bubble and let the greatest military in the world be managed and squandered by leftists from the DOD Office of Diversity Management and Twitter, all these old veterans can only sit and shake their head in disgust. I mean, you're saying that their kids and grandkids, they wouldn't let them join. And I guess you can't blame them. Who wants to get a phone call from West Point of the Air Force Academy and be told that we actually live in a racist country and all of our family members are extremists because they supported Trump? Or hear from a child that I'm not supposed to call you dad anymore? The people running the military needs to rethink whom they are actually representing these days. And while they believe they're a reflection of America, the mirror they're actually at has a pretty strong ideological tint to it. And ironically, it is the same ideology whose acolytes would slash the military budget a million times before ever encouraging one of their kids to join. The military would benefit from depoliticizing itself. Extra care and critical thinking should be utilized in the selection of the members. And just one hint on whom not to select to stay within the parameters of critical thinking: former secretaries of defense, generals, media talent, or anyone from the DOD Office of Diversity Management and Equal Opportunity. The members I'm thinking of usually go by their first names or grandpa and can be found volunteering at a local VFW or American Legion on Fish Fry Night in a part of the country other than Washington, D.C., and probably that has been forgotten about. They may be easy to find these days because, according to the whole of the government definition of extremists, their names are probably on a list somewhere. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.